Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm kind of new to biochar. My main focus in my research is on looking at how climate change affects mycotoxins in grain. And of course, that brought me to biochar, since it has so much potential in climate change. So I'm going to be talking to you about the effects of soil biochar amendment on wheat resistance to Fusarium head blight and mycotoxin contamination. So as a brief introduction to Fusarium head blight, it's one of the most devastating plant diseases. Production losses have been estimated to be as much as 50%, and epidemics, which are projected to increase with climate change, can result in billions of dollars of economic losses. The disease is caused primarily by the fungal pathogen Fusarium graminearum, which has this characteristic pinkish type color and banana-shaped spores, and can infect many different species of cereal crops. But throughout the talk, I'm going to primarily be talking about its association with wheat, for which it is called Fusarium head blight because it infects the head of the wheat and has a characteristic of premature bleaching, which is also can be called commonly scab, which is shown here by these basically white florets on the head. The disease reduces grain yield as well as quality. The infection causes both discoloration of the seed as well as shriveling. But perhaps most importantly, the fungus produces trichothecene mycotoxins, such as deoxynivalenol, or DON, commonly called vomitoxin, for the symptoms it causes if consumed. And this chemical compound disrupts normal cellular function by inhibiting protein synthesis, which, as you can imagine, can be very harmful if consumed and is a food safety issue worldwide. So therefore, government closely regulates the amount of mycotoxin in our grain. But to the fungus itself, these trichothecene mycotoxins are secondary metabolites and serve as a virulence factor, which enables the fungus to spread from a single point of infection throughout the entire head of the entire wheat plant. So within the disease triangle of Fusarium head blight, the virulent pathogen or Fusarium inoculum originates within the soil or from the previous year's crop stubble. And then due to favorable climatic conditions, this inoculum abundance can increase and aids in the transmission of the spores from the soil or stubble to the top of the wheat head, which the wheat plant is most susceptible at time of flowering. And this may be due to the high level of accumulation of reactive oxygen species in the stigma of the flower prior to pollination. And it is well documented that reactive oxygen species induces Fusarium graminearum to make these mycotoxins, such as DON, causing the disease to then spread throughout the head, and you have an additional inoculum. Now, biochar has the potential to target all three sides of the disease triangle by altering the soil microbial populations, alleviating the environmental stress, and boosting host resistance. Changes in the soil microbial populations could potentially alter or reduce the amount of inoculum present or increase competitive or antagonistic organisms. Hopefully, it would increase the amount of beneficial biocontrol microorganisms such as Trichoderma harzianum. Due to the porous structure, which we've been hearing quite a bit about, it also has the ability to increase the soil water retention capacity. And this could reduce the amount of water pooling or splashing, eliminating or reducing the amount of spread of spores. But it also has the potential to reduce the amount of abiotic stress that the plant goes through, which can weaken the plant's immune system and defense response. Biochar, in some cases, has also been shown to boost the disease resistance of plants. It's well known that a healthy microbiome surrounding the plant can not only serve as a physical barrier, perhaps, of pathogens to enter in and cause disease, but also can prime the plant's basal defenses so that it can respond more rapidly and stronger once an invasion of disease takes place and reduce the amount of disease spread. But in relation to the mycotoxin, biochar has been shown in some plants to increase the total antioxidant capacity of the plant. And it's been well documented that with an increase of antioxidants, you can reduce the amount of mycotoxin being accumulating in the grain. Another way which you can increase the amount of antioxidant capacity has been shown to treat the seed with ascorbic acid, which is a hormone of the plant as well. So having all this in mind, we designed a series of experiments, but the first one basically incorporated two factors. The first of treating the seed with either a control water solution or an ascorbic acid solution with in mind the antioxidant capacity of the plant. And then we planted those seeds into a soil mix of green growth topsoil, which is primarily made up of sand and a little bit of peat, and added a 1% oak sawdust biochar, and then allowed the plants to grow, and did an inoculation either with a mock inoculation or virulent fusarium gramnerum, looked at disease progression over time, yield with and without disease, and DON contamination. Although several studies have shown that biochar amendment can increase wheat yield, in our particular system, none of the treatments that we had any significant difference in the wheat head weight. However, what we did find was that following Fusarium graminearum inoculation, disease progression was significantly lowered in the treatments with both soil biochar amendment and seed treatment with ascorbic acid. Similarly, as would be kind of expected, the yield loss with disease with the two treatments appeared to be less. However, when we did our full factorial ANOVA to identify which factors are the main effect causing these differences, the biochar treatment was the main significant effect. However, the opposite was true with regard to mycotoxin contamination. The most significant or main effect of the reduction in DON that we saw was the ascorbic acid treatment of the seed. So since we were able to see such nice results in this first set of experiments, we did a little bit of a change because it is known that sometimes the types of soil can have different effects with biochar. So we used a more fertile soil, a potting mix, sunshine mix, as the main thing that we changed. We still had the ascorbic acid treatment of the seed. We also introduced a third factor of biocontrol agent Trichoderma harzianum to see whether or not biochar could be utilized as a means to introduce this biocontrol agent into the system. Just here, some of our biochar, pelleted biochar, we were able to show that the Trichoderma was able to grow just fine on it, didn't have any issues, and the treatment within the pot led to Trichoderma on the entire wheat plant, from the root where the treatment was inside the soil all the way up to the head of the plant. In our controls, we did have some Trichoderma contamination, and we did not really see any difference between biochar treated versus just normal soil in the Trichoderma amendment. However, we did see differences in yield with Trichoderma amendment, and the addition to the Trichoderma to the soil significantly increased the amount of yield per head. And this has been shown that Trichoderma harzianum can have growth promotion capabilities. However, the growth promotion induced by Trichoderma was lost with the Fusarium graminearum infection. And in fact, it made it appear as if there was more disease based on the amount of yield that was lost. However, when we looked at the disease progression curve, there was actually no significant difference. And in this more fertile potting mix, we also did not see that beneficial effect that we initially saw in the more in the poorer topsoils that we looked at. So there was no effect of biochar or ascorbic acid either. And the same was true with in this other soil with the mycotoxin accumulation of DON. So just in summary, we're still working on trying to identify what the mechanisms is, how this potentially effect that we had in the first, types of the poor soils taking effect But basically what we see is the combination of ascorbic acid seed treatment and soil biochar amendment can enhance wheat resistance to Fusarium head blight, leading to reduced disease spread, grain yield lost, and mycotoxin contamination. However, of course, this is soil dependent and may only be effective unless we identify the mechanism in poor soils. And finally, biochar could potentially be used as a carrier to introduce beneficial microorganisms such as Trichoderma haseinum. And with that, I'll take any questions. I want to thank very much all my collaborators and co-authors, my research leader, and my technical support.
And we definitely have time for a few questions if there are.
Has there been work in the past to show how ascorbic acid treatment of seeds would translate into decreased DON production? No, not in decreased DON production. That was my idea based on some work that was done. Ascorbic acid treatment does induce the total antioxidant capacity of the plant and has been shown to reduce drought stress. So I wanted to simulate that to kind of be similar to what I thought biochar would do on its own, but it did not. But together it did.
Did you do any kind of in petri plate acid to look to see whether or not biochar decreases the growth of Fusarium, or if it decreases, say, the gene for trichoxin expression in Fusarium?
I did not look yet at the trigene expression. I didn't see any effect on Fusarium graminearum growth. However, we're still developing an assay, so we can do that with our with qPCR for precise amounts. Visually, I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.